The race is on. We know our destination, and we know the route the dragon's going to take. With what we've learned, East Haven is gone, and so is Kaer Denethal. Kaer Konig has likely met the same fate, so we have to head counter to its course, see if we can head it off. Perhaps we can offer help along the way to the towns that have already been struck by this monstrosity's fury. Can we reach it before it destroys our little home in Lonelywood? Only one way to find out in today's short quest, Long Rest.
The dogs come bounding and barking into the town proper. Every structure has been blasted apart. The ground is scorched and scattered with debris, and places where the snow has melted have started to refreeze again into slush and ice. There are boot prints and blood smears in the streets and on the snow, and a handful of bodies. Maybe as you roll up to Dugan's hole, you see two corpses you can really kind of spot immediately against the snow. There's no sign of living people, and from the number of destroyed homes, you know, it's hard to count because there's just so much devastation. They kind of all mix together, these runes. Probably a town of about 50 people.
Okay.
Weirdly, as you roll up into town, there is one place that seems utterly untouched despite its proximity to the houses here. To the south side of town, near the waterfront, there are 20 standing stones, these megaliths in an oblong shape, almost like a guitar pick.
Rock on.
That stand around a single large stone in the center. Tavini, you would know these as the 20 Stones of Thrun. Kind of megaliths that stand at the edge of town.
Also known as the Stone Temple Pilots.
Nope.
Nope. Nope.
<Mm-mm. laughs> I veto that one. Well, I think you would kind of hazard a look at Tavini before. There aren't a lot of dead. Perhaps they took heed of your warning and left.
When Tavini can figure out where she is in the destruction, she's going to go to the bodies and then to her house.
Okay.
Dreamer? And he'll just kind of nod his head towards Tavini, kind of suggesting that he follow her.
Go check on your family. We'll take care of the dogs and rest them up.
Yeah, Dreamer will follow Tavini.
So you follow Tavini past the standing stones, past the two corpses in the snow nearest you, which immediately, you could tell, no relation to Tavini. They are hard to make out in the snow, but they're too tall. These are obviously human or half-elf or something that is other than a itty-bitty halfling. Tavini, as you and Dreamer head into the streets, you are finding occasional signs of a body. You know, a hand poking out from under one of the ruined buildings. Charred corpse in the street that you have to sidestep. But for there having been 50 people here when you were last in town, you can't imagine that there are 50 dead here.
Every body that looks like it has even a chance of still being alive, she touches briefly just to check. Mm-hmm. She's kind of scurrying as quickly as she can.
Every one that she comes across is cold. I will say, as you sort of head toward the northern edge of town, behind the speaker's house, the family home there, it is as leveled as everything else here. In fact, it's difficult in the dark and in the mess of mud and debris to make out even the foundations of your home. But there's no sign of bodies there. Could the both of you give me a perception check.
Solid.
22 from Dreamer and a 7 from Tavini.
That's understandable. I figured.
She didn't even realize she was crying. But as she went from body to body and looked at the destruction of her home, she was crying.
Dreamer. Underfoot, in the swiftly refreezing mud that the pair of you are kind of stomping through, you see boot prints. Not one or two or half a dozen, but a dozen, two dozen, three dozen. Prints all heading in the same direction, all of them fleeing to the north-northwest. Obvious signs of a sort of panicked evacuation as this dragon hit. These people didn't go up the road to Goodmead. They undoubtedly made towards either Brinjander or Targos.
Oh, nice. Nice. Cut across the land. Smart.
Wicked fucking smart.
Bad part about that is they didn't warn fucking Goodmead.
I will call Tavini over to the trail.
So, some people lived?
Looks like your warning worked. For some.
For Dugan's home. That's the wrong direction for Goodmead.
But your people, quite a few of them, are heading to safety right now. Are probably safe in Brinjander as we speak.
Okay.
So, Felgren, and Rian, and Krellick, and those of you who stayed behind at the dog sleds to give the dogs an opportunity to rest. After a few minutes of Tavini and Dreamer having wandered off into Dugan's hole, the dogs, who had sort of started resting in the traces, you know, they're laying down, you haven't unharnessed them because you're going to be moving again here soon, but you see one of them sort of stick its nose up and sniff the wind, and you hear the slow rumble in its chest as it starts growling, and some of the other dogs seem to pick up on the same scent. And they start getting up from their rest and shifting about anxiously.
Finnegan, do you smell anything?
I smell a lot of smoke. I smell... I think you have his sheet. Are you able to roll me a perception check with him?
Would this rely on hearing in any way?
He'd be sniffing around, but go ahead and roll me perception with advantage anyway.
Okay.
Because... he might hear something.
15. It's not bad.
11 and a 12.
So, a little to your... just west of you, in the direction of the icy plains that stretch out, Finnegan's ears perk up, and he looks in that direction at about the same time as, you know, the dogs suddenly start barking and howling and trying to lunge in that direction towards something.
What?
There's something walking up there.
Up there? And he points the way he's looking.
No, west of us in the snow. I can't see him. There's something, though. And he is peering very, very intently westward, but he seems to be squinting, but not able to make out whatever's that direction.
Fulgrin's gonna tap Rian on the shoulder and motion for him to follow him.
Oh, yeah. Rian fucking pulls. I don't know if he can hear Finnegan at all or any of this conversation, but like...
Yeah, I mean, he was talking to Tavini. So I can.
Oh, gotcha. That makes
sense.
I
assume you can hear him.
Yeah, so if you guys are talking, and Rian hears it, he just like pulls all he thinks of is, oh, sound, can't see, that's an invisible Duergar. So he like pulls both swords and just starts walking with you, just side by side with you towards whatever that's at, wherever they're feeling it, ready to fucking just rip something apart.
So as you start striding off in a westward direction, you get about 30, 40 feet from the sleds before you start to make out a dirty white shape against the otherwise pristine snow. And very faintly over the wind, you hear a whimpering.
Hello?
There's no response.
Yeah, Rian will continue towards it to figure out what the hell it is.
Yeah, I think he's gonna go as well.
Now about 20 feet away from this dirty white shape against the snow, you see two brilliant, bright blue eyes glowing in the darkness. In a massive head, this wolf head of white fur, ears perked forward, paying attention to you as you approach. Its mouth sort of hung open as if in pain. A winter wolf comes limping towards you out of the snow on its hind leg.
Easy, easy. I think Rian still has his swords out. Like, he's not an animal handler, so he's like, I almost want to say he'd holler for Dreamer, but I know he's dealing with Tavini, so that seems...
Mm-hmm. Do you approach it?
It
is a very, very large animal, easily several times bigger than your own dogs pulling the sleds.
Can he see what's hurting it?
Roll me a perception check.
Don't mind if I do get in all that.
You know, actually, give me insight.
Shit. Okay, that's better.
Both of you.
That's fine. I rolled a 2 on perception, I'll take it. And a 4. Good.
I got a 15 on my insight.
A 15 on your insight. Okay. So you notice that as this winter wolf seems to be limping up to you, that very subtly it suddenly kind of switches to the other foot and is limping on the right for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then almost seems to correct itself and is back to limping on the left.
Like it's bullshitting me?
Like it's bullshitting you. And it's now about 15 feet away.
Yeah, I think he kind of pulls his sword, like he kind of takes a more aggressive defensive posture, be like, something's wrong with this, Felgren. This thing's not as hard as it's letting on.
As you say that, it kind of flinches back and crouches a little, not quite as if ready to pounce, though it could from that position. More like you getting more threatening with it has it wary.
Listen, if you can understand us in some way...
I can.
If you do this, you will die.
Wait, did that thing just talk?
A lot of things can talk, I find. They just don't.
But I wasn't expecting this one to just start talking to us.
I had a feeling it doesn't look normal. Look at it.
I
tried to fool us. I mean, wolves don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Wolves are smart, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but they're proud. Like, they don't...
Anyways.
You're going to keep talking about me like I'm not here.
Well, what do you want? What are you doing here?
What's your deal?
I was looking for food, but if you've only got blades to offer me...
Say, if you can make sure you're not going to attack us, I can offer you food. But rolling up and pretending like you're hurt makes me think you're about to leap on me. I've had a lot of things try a lot of shady tactics since we've been out on the snow, so...
Oh, no, I'm not here for that. Now, if you don't mind, I saw some in the town.
You can see this thing is slavering and drooling.
I'm afraid these corpses are off limits.
Oh, don't be like that.
We have some rations. They're just as good.
I don't doubt it, but I much prefer the taste of flesh.
Well, it's either
the rations. No one's using them. Come on.
It's either the rations or the taste of steel. Your choice.
Huh? Yeah, I think Rian just kind of resolutely just, you know, stays in his posture, just backing up grin as far as that goes. Like, too much death today. Let's not make it another.
We'll happily feed you, and you can be on your way.
So, as you're having this brief conversation with this winter wolf, Rian, because that insight check of yours, you see its eyes briefly flick over your shoulder and back to your face.
Well, I don't think Rian instinctively will, like, kind of turn his head real fast just to check behind him.
Felgren.
I was afraid this is gonna happen.
Yes.
As Rian sort of glances to look at you, you feel icy cold breath on your shoulder, like a winter wind, but so much colder than the ambient air around you. Do you turn? What do you do?
Yeah.
Okay. You turn and find a second winter wolf. This one standing as you had described wolves, you know, proud and with teeth bared high.
Hello.
I see you've met my sister.
Yes, wonderful woman.
We have a bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Town's fled, town kept us fed.
Okay.
And since you're in town, you have anything to eat? Could we have a dog?
No. We're Could using we them.
What about the fox?
Definitely not.
Yeah, no. I'm only a bit of a mouthful anyway. And the corpses you say my sister can't have?
Listen, we don't have time for this.
Oh, the dragon?
Yes.
We saw it fly overhead. It'd be very upsetting if something would delay you.
You can do whatever you'd like once we leave town.
Half tempted to take a bite of you, but if you've got something to offer instead...
Rian almost growls at him at that. When he fucking talks about taking a bite out of him. Even Rian kind of almost wolves out himself. Just...
He'll throw 3 rations onto the ground.
The wolf just glances down at the rations and swipes them off into the darkness with a very large paw. Meat.
Those are meat. Salted meat. Jerky, you've never heard of it?
The town offers it on occasion. Want something fresh? Can we have a dog?
No, you cannot.
Can we have 2 dogs?
No. You can have whatever you like once we leave. Until then, stay out of the way.
Roll me an intimidation check.
Any chance Rian could do a little prestidigitation with his lightning to try to help him out here?
Sure.
Okay. Sweet, yeah. Rian's sword just ignites in electricity.
Would that give advantage?
I'll allow advantage on that.
14.
Yeah. Hey, it's something.
I mean, they are a pair of dogs.
It's true.
Let's see, wisdom check for them. Yeah, 12. Okay.
Nice.
So as the pair of you sort of square up...
Just speaking through gritted teeth. Showing the canines that he's got, which are pretty pronounced, to be honest.
I was saying, it's funny, because that's what I was thinking. I was like, we are straight wolfing them down. Like, they're acting all like alpha, and we're just sitting there, like, growling, teeth clenched, like, sitting there, like, back and forth at each other.
And you hear from behind you the voice of the sister.
Brother, I think we underestimated these folk. Sorry, we've got a pack to feed, and things have gotten hungry.
We've got business, and it has nothing to do with you.
Hey, once we're gone...
Once we leave, you can do whatever you like. And I'll even leave the rations.
2 of them seem to consider for a moment before, without a word to one another, both go trotting back out into the darkness. But you can see, distantly, 2 sets of bright blue eyes glowing in the dark, watching you.
He's just gonna pick up the rations and throw them in that direction. And walk back to the dogs.
Yeah, Rian falls in step with him. Just be like, we need to get the hell out of here as soon as possible. As soon as the dogs are rested.
Yep. We can't stay here for long. It may have worked for now, but...
Yeah, well... I'll take them getting hungry enough.
Give them another hour of not eating, and that may change. I'll go gather Dreamer and Tavini.
Aye.
You and Krellick watch the dogs.
Sounds good.
And he'll just kind of peel off and head where Tavini and Dreamer went.
Okay. You find them pretty quickly. They're still investigating the tracks in the snow.
Hello?
Yes?
Wolves are circling the town. We shouldn't linger.
These particular wolves, is this something that she's familiar with? Does she know who they are or what they are?
Yeah, I would say that Tavini would be familiar enough with, you know, the way things are in Dugan's Hole and just how kind of tough life is here. To know that Rian and Felgrin probably just encountered what are known as Corrin and Canaan. They're a pair of winter wolves that occasionally harass the town for food and for gold on behalf of their frost giant master. They typically approach people who are either out alone or that they know that they can intimidate into giving something up.
Already. We need to go before they bring their master.
I'm sorry, what?
If they are who... did they speak?
Oh, yes, both of them. Both of them spoke.
They have a master, a frost giant.
Oh, good, another one. Well, let's leave. As soon as the dogs have been rested, which should be soon, we will leave.
All right.
I think he would look at the footprints. Good. And then just walk away.
He's such a sweetheart without even really having to say it.
Mm-hmm. He is.
So are we doing a short rest for the dogs or just like a couple minutes and then off again?
Well, you said the short rest is what you after 8 hours of travel, right? Before you without pushing them. So
yeah.
I figured the short rest, we give it an hour.
Okay.
And then as soon as we can, we'll hit the road and start heading up because now it's a race. Now we got time, which with this, we should be able to, you know, blap, 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 blap along the way and just be like, fucking Paul Revere this shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Tavini will use the short rest for her artisan's blessing.
Nice.
And we'll create a grapple hook, just the hook thing that you tie to a rope.
Oh, nice.
Nothing wrong with that.
There you go. And for our international listeners, Paul Revere is... I'm not even going to bother. Never mind.
Okay.
Look him up if you're interested.
He was historically a dick.
Was yep. he? I have no idea.
he claimed... The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere is actually a big old sham. He claimed a lot of credit over a teenage girl who did more warning of people than he did on that night.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yep, sounds about right.
Patriarchy. Fuck 'em.
Anyway.
Yep.
So you rest the you rest the dogs for an hour and. From where you are along the lake, the Redwaters, you can faintly make out, you know, a couple miles away, that there is fire in Goodmead. So for an hour, you're just kind of sitting there at the edge of town, letting the dogs get their rest, and, you know, having to dwell on this thing already having hit Goodmead and gone on.
Yeah, when Rian sees it, I think he's like, Mary, on me. And he just starts training, doing practice with her, just to get his head out of it.
Yeah. For the next hour, the pair of you spar, you know, lashing at one another with claw and tail and short sword. Eventually, you do get back in the traces, and as you ride out of town, start heading northeast along the edge of the water there on the road. You hear the mournful howl of first one wolf and a second, sort of scaling upwards from these very large beasts that now have the run of Dugan's Hole.
We'll take it back.
As they're leaving, Tavini lowers her head and is going to say a prayer for the fallen and a promise.
I pray for the souls of those who fell. Take them up into your arms and guide them on their way to the next life, whoever their deities be. And I promise that I will come back and give them proper rites. I promise you, fallen ones, I will be back.
As you come upon Goodmead in the darkness, you encounter the same thing that you did in Dugan's Hole, that as you're approaching, there are just signs of destruction. There are huge swaths of black cracked ground where this thing's laser beam had just lanced across its surface.
The fuck's a laser beam?
There are places where the snow has melted and starting to refreeze into slush and dirty puddles of ice. You know, many of the buildings have obviously caught fire and have burnt for several hours now. You immediately see more bodies in the streets here than you did in Dugan's Hole. You just automatically, you can make out that difference between what a warning can do for a place in a situation like this. Now, you're also finding signs as you approach along the western edge of town of people having fled out in the same direction, heading for the nearby woods, heading in the direction of Bryn Shander. And on the western side of town, you're seeing again those open swaths of ground where this thing breathed upon these people fleeing. These sort of lines that were not present at Dugan's Hole, because they had at least enough forewarning to get a head start on it. Oddly, in Goodsmead, you know, all the buildings, the ones that are still standing, they're carved with decorations of dinosaurs and dragons and wyverns. All the eaves are, you know, beautifully carved with wyvern heads that are sort of roaring. And even in the snow here, distantly, you hear a loud but distant buzzing to the east, closer to the lakeshore.
Do you all hear that?
Aye.
I think, I think Rian's gonna tie off the dog, stake him down, and start heading that direction towards the... So there might be survivors. We have to at least check.
Oh, fine. We'll trudge after him.
Every stop, we lose time, so we must hurry.
Aye. Don't worry. Just a quick stop, just to make sure there's any survivors here.
If there's nobody alive, we'll leave.
Absolutely. If there are alive, we're just going to point them in the right direction.
Fair.
As you start heading through the streets in the direction of that buzzing sound, you start to notice that the ground here, you know, obviously the buildings were blown apart, there's debris all over, there's scraps of wood and twisted metal, you know, some of it's still burning there in the snow. But the snow is also peppered more and more as you advance eastward with little black specks in the snow. Almost like someone has taken a big old shaker of pepper and just dumped it over Goodmead.
Rian's gonna lean down and pick up one of the little pepper things. And I think, yeah, pretty sure. Is it Shardolin?
No, it's not.
Oh, interesting.
You reach down and pluck out of the snow and hold it up to your eye. And in the darkness, you're holding an insect. You're holding a bee.
Bee?
Nope.
Oh,
time to leave. Time to leave. Felgen turns around and heads back towards the docks.
Nah, I'm sure Goodmead, because it was Goodmead, it was probably Honeymead, which they probably had apiaries.
That's fine. I'm not sticking around to find out. He just walks away. I'm not getting stung. I hate bees.
Well, it makes sense for the buzzing then. So, now, where the buzzing's coming from, is it like, are the buildings still good, or are everything still just destroyed?
Most of it's still destroyed, but you can make out now that probably the largest of the buildings here in town, half of it has been razed, and the other half is still intact, burning, but intact for the most part still. And this bisected half of the building is open to you, and it's weird because in the darkness, you're about 60 feet away now, you can see that, you know, the inside walls are shimmering and moving, and that droning is getting louder. It occurs to you that they didn't just have, in this town here locked in perpetual snow, a bunch of apiaries. It's too cold for that. The bees wouldn't have been able to fly out and find pollen, especially over, you know, the last several months of cold. No, the people had worked around and turned one of the bigger buildings in town into a giant apiary.
Just one giant hive. Wow.
And now that it is exposed to the air, the bees are sort of scattering in all directions and dying in the snow. And those that remain are staying close to those fires for warmth, and when they burn out.
Brian, I think in sadness, is just going to be like, turn around and head back to the dogs. Like, there's nothing he can do for that. Like, if there's, what are we going to do real quick? Put out the fires and rebuild their apiary to, like, fucking save them? That's not a thing. So he just...
Well, people are more important than bees, unfortunately. Exactly. so.
Yeah, so he might give a holler out. Like, I think that's as he's walking through the streets, he'll holler and just be like, if there's anyone alive, come to my voice. And then just walk as he's walking back to the dogs. But he has every intention of just fucking jumping on and moving on. Like, we don't have time for this. We have this whole point is to fucking stop this dragon. And that dragon is further down.
Yeah, as in Dugan's Hole, no one comes to greet the party or and you hear no cries for help.
They don't have time to save the building, but from where they are outside the building with the bees,
mm-hmm.
Can Tavini see a particularly thick cluster?
I mean, the entire remaining inside of the structure where there's not open flame is covered in crawling bees.
So, well, I mean, she's looking for the queen.
Tavini is taking a quick glance to see if she can spot the queen.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, because that's where they'd be. They all cluster around the queen.
Roll me a perception check. And if anyone else is going to assist her in this, you can jump in as well.
Sure. I think Rian would probably look too, just as he's doing it. No, fuck it. 8 and a 7. Bye, bees! Those bees are fucking dead.
Yeah, we're not seeing anything.
Lando's our last choice. If anybody was looking for it, it'd have been Lando, but it'd have been Dreamer.
Dreamer's but, more worried about the dragon right now.
No problem.
Yep.
Makes sense. Bees are fucking dead. Moving on.
Fuck the bees.
Yeah, I'd say, we can always ship some more bees up from south. Sucks. They're not from our world where bees are dying out. They're pretty plentiful in fucking Faerun, so.
Yeah, that comparatively, Goodmead is going to suffer the largest number of casualties, but not human.
Yeah, if it was a long shot, but if Tavini could have spotted that queen, she probably would have tried to save it, and that would have brought some of the hive with them. But otherwise,
we make the hive fight the dragon. Be fucking awesome.
Revenge.
Telepathically Revenge! Tells the bees.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Revenge, sweet as honey.
What was the zombie game that had the fucking bees as the?
Uh oh, you say wait a second. What do you got in your mind there?
Nothing. I just stupid idea of carrying around a beehive so that I could cast a giant insect at all times.
I mean, nice. this is your opportunity.
No.
Say they can make you their hive. They can, like, live inside you like a living hive.
Like Bender.
I was gonna say Shino, so cool. But that's fucking awesome.
Oh man. Well, rip bees. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Okay. So eventually you get back on the road, and with about half an hour's travel, you reach a crossroads where northwest will take you along the east way towards Bryn Shander, eastward to East Haven, north to Caer Dynevol, where you know the dragon had just arrived when you messaged Jarl Axel at the beginning of your journey, and south back to Goodmead. Which direction y'all going?
Let's get back, jump on the Ten Trails, and just head back to fucking Waterdeep. We'll do a Waterdeep heist.
I will say that from this distance, you know, you're still a few miles out from East Haven. You can make out fires, and in the dark, you do see faint movement on the road, you know, against the snow. So there are people leaving East Haven coming up this road, but there's no one immediately close enough to ask, you know, what had happened in East Haven. Seems like most people on this side, anyway, who got hit by the dragon are heading to Bryn Shander for shelter.
Gotcha. Yeah. If there's anybody tries to go south, we're just telling them not to go that way. Tried to go north.
As they're going, I imagine they're going to push on towards Bryn Shander, but
yeah,
he's going to throw 3 more rations on the trail.
Good call. Yeah, I think Rian will do the same. Like, maybe at that crossroads, they'll set up like a little supply thing. He'll drop off 3 rations as well, just to give.
Yeah, fuck it.
In the event anyone comes along.
There you go.
Dreamer has 2 rations on him for some reason.
And so, yeah, he's been good burying us almost the entire time. I've had rations for fucking ever, so. The only rations I've used is, like, in these situations where it's like, oh, we fed a dog, or we gave it to a bear, or we did this. Like, it's always giving rations to people, the only we've ever eaten any ourselves.
I gave 3 and I still have 8.
Yeah, I had 6, so that takes me down to 3.
But Felgren's also going to leave his tinder box.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, very kind of him. So,
Rian leaves his soap.
Hey, you know, soap is a necessary survival implement.
Just kidding. No, I want to take the soap. He doesn't get that. but yeah, we head west towards Bryn Shander.
Okay. So
I'll help him out a bit.
Yep. Hopefully that'll help make it easier for people to make that trek.
With the dogs, you're able to travel fairly quickly, and it takes you good hour and a half, 2 hours to hit Bryn Shander. Even as you're pulling up to the town, there are no signs of fire. There are no screams in the streets. And as you pull in, you find that the town seems to be in an uproar.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed, please like, follow, and leave a comment. Also, you can support us at patreon.com/sqlrpod. You can follow us on Twitter at sqlrpod, or join our Discord through our invite banner at shortquestlongrest.wordpress.com. Keep smiling. We'll see you next time, fam.